Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of August. As we got all sorts of news for you today. And this is going to be an exciting show.
Indeed.
Yes, but part of it, they're going to have to wait until a little later in the program.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to let you know that our guest today, longtime friend Justin Spear, Fortified Cottonseed and Spear Ag over in Uvalde, Texas, going to be giving some updates on the product, as well as talking about some other products and the direction that this is going. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. They've got a new website at fortifiedcottonseed.com that we're going to be giving you a bit of a preview and encourage you to go take a look. Plus, we've got all sorts of outdoor news, updates, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been electric or fuel.
I even got some history for you.
You do?
Yes.
Outstanding. So, stick around. I'm going to stick around. You're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, this portion of the program is brought dedicated to our producer, Audio Bob. We won't use his real name so that he's no longer, you know, not incriminated. But we're going to talk a little weather.
His favorite subject.
His favorite subject, absolutely. Yeah. And for a few weeks, I have mentioned, and I've been relying on certain weather services that we subscribe.
Right.
That August is going to be cooler. I woke up Thursday morning and looked at the extended forecast.
Yes.
August isn't going to be as good. We were looking at August 8th as the last of a string of 100-degree days.
Oh, okay.
And then it was going to drop off into the mid and then transition to the lower 90s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, on the extended forecast,
okay,
it's out to the 17th of 100-degree days. Now, I'm talking about Houston, folks, okay?
Yeah, right.
And I had to laugh. Because Bob gives us a bad time about using the old farmer's almanac.
Right. Yeah.
Not the new orange cover, but the old yellow cover, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it says in August, based on their assessment, that's been 83% right over the years, August is going to be 3 degrees above average, and precipitation is going to be 1 inch below average in the north, and 1 inch above in the south. We'll take that 1 inch above in the south, okay? Kind of crazy. And I'll wrap this weather segment up, because months ago I was looking, I'm going, just how accurate is, you know, the weather services we use?
Okay.
And come to find out that they said that they're pretty good. 3 days out.
Oh, okay.
3 days out.
Right.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Old Farmer's Almanac 2024 edition is going to be available on newsstands here in about 30, 45 days.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What you got for us?
Well, history.
History. Yes. History.
Stuff. You know, I get stuff. Anyway. July 1966. Okay. Rancher and writer Cordelia Duke died. Born Cordelia Jane Sloan in Missouri in 1877.
Okay.
She taught school as a teenager in the Oklahoma Territory before moving to Sherman County, Texas, to teach in a one-room school near the XIT Ranch.
Yes.
She married Robert Duke, foreman for the Buffalo Springs Division of XIT, in 1907. In the ensuing years, Ms. Duke chronicled the stories and activities of ranch lands and ranch hands and recorded a rapidly vanishing way of life. Her articles appeared in magazines such as The Cattleman. In the 1920s, she was appointed the first woman game warden in Texas.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
and the land surrounding the Duke homestead was designated a wildlife sanctuary. Passages from her diary as a ranch wife eventually became the basis of a book titled 6,000 Miles of Fence, published in 1961.
Yeah. That is a great piece of history.
It's a great story, yeah.
It really is. You know, we're not too far off from wrapping up 2023 and heading into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting on the political stage.
Oh, boy.
In so many ways.
And but I'm going to bring this up, though, just briefly. They never stop running. That's the thing. They never stop. I don't care who they are. Pick one. Pick one side. Pick the other. They never stop running. They get elected, and they're running for the next election, and they never stop running and throwing it in our face. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah.
They
never stop poking the bear.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
But here's something that Fox News reported, that the anti-gun, anti-hunting Biden administration is withholding federal education and safety programs.
Saw that.
Yep. According to the federal guidance, the Department of Education determined that under the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, schools, hunting, and archery classes are precluded from receiving federal funds, an interpretation that could impact millions of school children enrolled in such programs. The Department of Education and Secretary Cardona are blatantly misconstruing the law to withhold funds from schools that choose to teach beneficial courses like hunter safety and archery, said the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Lawrence Keene. Withholding.
Yeah.
Folks, we keep telling you, they keep poking the bear.
Right.
Okay? They keep trying. If they can't get through one way, they're going to try another.
Yep, looking for another way.
Exactly. Oh, if we can't ban your firearms, we'll just create a problem so you don't have anything to shoot in the firearms.
Correct.
You know?
Well,
it is absolutely absurd. And if you think, it doesn't affect us.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
More every day.
Here's something else. When you're looking for a bank,
okay,
again, from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Wells Fargo's policy around the firearm industry are being probed by the Texas Attorney General's Office, a potential threat to the bank bond underwriting work in the state, according to media sources. Leslie Brock, chief of the AG's Public Finance Division, sent a July 26 letter to lawyers at the major bank who work on bond deals in Texas, saying that officials are seeking to determine whether Wells Fargo has a practice or policy that discriminate against a firearm entity or firearm trade association. The investigation is tied to NSSF's supported legislation, the Firearm Industry Non-Discrimination Act, that passed in 2021, that restricts certain government contracts with companies that the state deems as hostile to the firearm industry. The AG's office determined Citigroup discriminated earlier this year. Again, if they can't figure out a direct route, they're going to come in and do something different.
That's right.
Got anything else for us?
I got a bit of good news, though, for our listeners, because and I am proud to be a veteran, and we have got listeners that are veterans, a lot of them, I know. And first of all, we're thankful for you tuning in, and also they can all shoot.
Yes.
So anyway, this comes out of the Department of Veterans Affairs, though, because for years, sadly, there was a lot of embarrassment in VA hospitals. There was a lot of problems, a lot of issues. So, okay. But Medicare survey of hospital patients, now they say unsurprisingly, VA medical centers outperformed others by sizable margins. Key findings include 72% of VA hospitals received a 4-star or 5-star rating for overall performance, compared to 48% of non-VA facilities. VA outperformed other hospitals 87% to 48% in communications with doctors. Responsiveness and hospital staff, 63% for the VA, 34% for non-VA facilities. 76% of veterans responded positively. And these ratings have been common in recent years. It's wonderful to hear, because the size of that operation, VA operates 171 medical centers and 1,113 clinics, serving 9 million veterans. So it's good to see things are picking up.
All right. I'll see your military kudo.
Right.
And raise you this one.
Okay.
All right. Because I tell you what, Hollywood, you know.
Hollywood.
Bollywood, yeah. Whatever, you know. Country music talent, star,
right.
Craig Morgan. Did you read this?
I don't remember.
Made a significant mark in the military world.
Oh.
His journey from enlisting in the United States Army in 1986 to re-enlisting in the Army Reserve in 2022 is an inspiring tale. Morgan's like 59 years old.
Okay. Right.
But, I mean, he has been a patriot. I mean, he served his time. He enjoyed the time in the Army.
Right.
And now steps up when others are, you know, turning their back or, you know, dishing, you know, military and our country and its founding principles. And he re-enlisted.
And that's great, because recruiting has sadly been down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, he's going to bring a lot of strength and credibility to it.
That's great.
So thank you very much for your service and for your reenlistment. Yes, thank you. I'm rambling on here with good news.
Well, you just had a birthday, and I guess, you know, we all ramble a little more as we get older.
Says the leader of the pack.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Yes, go ahead with our weekly check of the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard.
That's right, our favorite division, the Little Nippers. That's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids are vying for $30,000 scholarships, where they pay four places down. So runners-up will get $2,500. Right now, our Sheepshead leader, 5-pound, 7-ounce, Sophia Lara, who is 9. The runner-up is Tough Singleton from Weatherford. That's a perfect name for a perfect town. 4-pound, 9-ouncer for him. Gaff top leader, 5-pound, 9-ounce, Taylor Bargey, who is 10. Runner-up, Peyton Auer, who is 7.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, same format. Sheepshead leader is Avery Reisdorf, age 12, 7-pound, 6-ounce. And the fourth runner-up keeps you in the money, Madison Gray, age 16, 5-pound, 7-ounces. Gaff top leader is Jaden Burrows, age 12, 7-pound, 11-ounce. And the Last spot pays goes to Lily Kunkel, age 14, if she holds on at 5 pounds, 3 ounces.
Okay. Going to the inshore division. Again, there are four places on this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it right, Harold. All the way down from first to fifth. Leader, John Cornelius, 11 pound, 11 ouncer. Gaff top, Clifton Williams Jr., 8 pound, 1 ounce. Black drum, new leader, Jason Smith, 17 pounds, 13 ounces.
In the Hoffpower offshore division, Kingfish division leader John Dusick, 48 pounds, 4 ounces, and they're going to get a Polaris package.
Ah.
All right. Dorado leader Zachary Swanberg, 32 pounds, 14 ounces. Ling leader Savannah Stewart, 80 pounds, 10 ounces. Boy, I bet that was a mess. Those things go nuts when you bring them in aboard, you know?
Yeah.
And the Red Snapper leader continues to be Matthew Ogrodopwitz, 29 pounds, 11 ounces.
Close enough. Anyway, Texas Four Dealers Red Tag Division. All the big stuff has been taken care of. That's the boat motor trailer package towed behind a brand-new Ford F-150. And those lucky folks are Michael Webb II, Russell Snyder, Stephen Bledsoe, Alonzo Guerrera, and Dustin Durbin. The boat motor trailer package, right now, first one, David Hill.
He has to provide his own tow vehicle.
Yeah, right.
All right, and to wrap things up, the blue tag division for a transport boat, Mercury Motor and Coastline package. Three of the five, actually, I believe there's a total, first three win boat packages. And those three have been given away. Richard Daff, Joseph Sertich, and Thomas Amberson have all won and been certified with the boat packages. Now we go to $2,000 gift cards.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
We need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And we have to hurry through the next section because we ran long here.
Okay, let's go.
We'll be back.
Crank it up.
Right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by The Blind. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, and other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind. Dealer inquiries welcome.
And I may inject. You know, I've had them on my place for over 20 years, and they're still doing what they're supposed to do.
Great,
so,
great product.
You bet. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as fair. Monday plunges to poor with two more fair days on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are two good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week this weekend. Look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to begin feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, August the 8th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two highs and one low. Sunday through Wednesday, a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two highs and two lows. Thursday, another three-tide day with two low tides and one high. Friday, a double-tide schedule. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single-tide schedule of one high and one low.
All right, on the coast, it's basically a pretty simple pattern if you divide the Texas coast into about three regions. Add southwest Louisiana into the upper coast forecast. Water temperatures are high, upper 80s to over 90 in some places. You've got shrimp that are being pushed to the surface by birds. That's a great indicator. Easy catching. If you're catching small fish, get down underneath to where the larger fish are holding. But that's true from Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, the entire Galveston Bay complex, all the way down to Matagorda. Mid-coast area, you're looking at fish in shallow water. Not so much the back lakes. They haven't produced it like they have because of the heat and water temperature. But along the beachfront, and you just have to work far enough out if you're wade fishing and cast as far as you can to really find fish. If you're working from a boat, hold back a ways, cast up toward the shore, and start working until you find your fish. Look for slicks, that oily slick, where fish will gorge themselves and then regurgitate some of what they've eaten. Then down on the lower coast, just a vast array of fish species. JFK Causeway through the land cut. The land cut's been very productive. Port Mansfield, good fishing, good wade fish. They had a good tournament down at Port Mansfield recently, as well as on the lower Laguna Madre. Snook, tarpon action, really heating up, particularly for the big monsters, as well as, of course, red snapper season that continues until we get to our allowable catch or we hit the magic date in August.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, crappie are in 13 to 29 feet of water on or near a structure, biting Lone Star crappie jigs and Stunna jigs, smaller jigs. Pitching has had some success, as well as minnows. Finding a thermocline in 30 to 35 feet of water is a good thing. Livingston, limits of white bass are excellent, jigging off the bottom of main lake humps with 3/4 and 1 ounce slabs in deeper water. Catfish are on humps off the river, feeding on large schools of shad. Sam Rayburn, bass are good with topwaters in the pencil grass and hydrilla. Bigger bass are on points and humps, biting crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Crappie are stacking up on brush in 16 to 22 feet of water. Toledo Bend, bass are good using topwater poppers, chuggers, spooks, frogs, over vegetation early and late in the day. During the heat of the day, bass are being caught in 20 to 25 feet of water over ledges with deep diving crankbaits. The night bass bite has been coming on strong with Texas rigged 10 to 12 inch worms in all black or black with a red glitter. Tyler, catfish are good all over the lake with night crawlers and stinky bait. Bluegills are good on red worms all over the lake. Limestone, really good white bass bites going on right now. The docks and the lights at night. White bass are good on points, humps, docks at night, and 7 to 14 feet of water using silver jigging spoons, crankbaits, and swim baits. Crappie are excellent in 10 to 18 feet of water on brush piles, standing timber, and power lines using minnows. The best bite is from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Texoma, largemouth and smallmouth bass are good on live shad along the south end of the lake for the first few hours of the morning at daylight. Whitney, striper limits continue to be common on live or cut bait fish from Cedar Creek to the island on channel ledges. Largemouth bass are good to excellent near Middle Lake Cliffs and in the river near Kimball Bend.
In South Texas, big friendly, Amistad Reservoir, channel catfish are great in 12 to 25 feet of water on punch bait. Falcon, crappie are good in 15 to 30 feet of water on vertical structure. Bass are good in 8 to 20 feet of water on vertical structure and hard bottoms with soft plastics. Brownwood, bass to 5.5 pounds are good on shaky heads, glide baits, and crankbaits. Coleman, bass are good in the morning and evening in deep water around the docks. And Meredith, this thing is low, but it just keeps producing. Catfish are good on crawlers, minnows, chicken liver, and frozen shad. Walleye are good to excellent using minnows, grubs, and crankbaits. Overall, fishing's good at Meredith, and the docks are getting slammed. Reports that the night bite is awesome.
In the Hill Country, Buckhannon, several new trees are showing, so boaters should exercise caution. Bass are good in 20 to 40 feet of water on live bait or trolling a half-ounce jigs in similar water depths. Canyon, first thing in the morning, you can catch largemouth bass on spinnerbait or whopper plopper on steep banks or grass lines. Travis, bass are good in the marinas using topwaters or swim baits first thing in the morning, then again in the evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Okay, hey, we got the outdoor report coming up, but it's brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of DSC is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. DSC is a member of International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. So whether at DSC's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of our growth. For information, visit biggame.org. That is biggame.org.
On the hunting scene, all of you South Zone javelina season hunters or the other open county squirrel season hunters, you better get after it because the season's about to close on August 31st, but then it reopens on September 1.
Okay.
I will. And the good news is that our annual countdown to September 1, Harold, we're now less than 4 weeks away. Four weeks away. All right.
Better go get some ammo.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're going to love with us, man. I got Bob Vance's new car. This is the 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon.
Yeah.
Hey.
392 cubic inch Hemi.
Yeah?
Yep, 6.4 liter, 392 cubes. Now you know what the difference is. V8, 475 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque, tow's 500 pounds, 13-second quarter mile.
I was going to say, is it in red?
The one I had was machine bronze. That was the wheels. What color was the thing?
Like silver.
Silver's Zenith.
That doesn't attract cops.
With
like,
a red
black engine. You know.
Yeah, but like here's the, it's all kind of stuff. Okay, 12.3-inch touchscreen, nav, trail maps, and adventure guides are now in their nav system. Wireless iPhone Connect and a Wi-Fi hotspot. You know about those.
Oh, yeah.
Up to 50 feet. From the vehicle,
right?
Which is kind of cool. You're sitting in camp by the campfire using your laptop.
Out in the dove field.
Yeah, all the safety stuff you'd want, of course. And I mean, it'll go anywhere. It has skid pads, Bill. Lots of skid pads. Okay.
Jeep.
All the safety stuff, all the adapted stuff you want, the blind spot stuff, the backup cams you want. But one thing that was cool, it came up on the instrument panel one day and it said performance exhaust off. And I went, huh? Because the thing sounded great anyway. You know, you heard it, Bob, but one day. Well, there was something else you didn't hear. You push the button, so it's going to like, it's just so much fun. And it's Bob money. Base is only $87,000, but tricked out like mine was, with the Warren winch, of course. 95 and change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can pay for that, then it doesn't matter that you're, not getting really tremendous gas mileage on this thing. But, my Lord, what fun. The looks you get. Yeah, 13 in town, 16 on the highway. But it's awesome. It's a keeper. 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon 392.
2024 vehicles available now.
At a dealer near you. That's right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from Jeeps to Fortified Cottonseed with Justin Spear, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by...
Yes?
Fortified Cottonseed.
Oh.
And normally at this time, we would be telling you about Fortified Cottonseed.
And we still are.
And we still are, but we're going to expand it with one of the men behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Longtime friend Justin Spear joins us. Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, man, you sound serious this morning. I mean, are you just really covered up right now? I mean, busy dealing with drought and growing cotton and everything else that you do to produce fortified cottonseed?
Yes, it has been swamped. You know, we had a fairly wet spring and we were blessed with some rains in the spring, and then it decided it was going to turn off dry on us, and now we're having to double down, irrigate, make sure that we getting the crops grown that we need grown so we can supply most of our customers through the year.
Kind of redefines dry land farming, doesn't it?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yes.
I can imagine. All right, well, first off, I got to compliment you all. FortifiedCottonseed.com. We've been telling folks to go there and get more of the story. But y'all have redesigned it. I mean, it was a good-looking website before, very informative, but it's really changed. And, Harold, you know, we talk about the dealer locator.
Mm-hmm.
When I click on dealer and it shows the state of Texas,
right,
and it's got all the pins for all the locations,
mm-hmm,
you can't see Texas. It's covered
all
up.
Those pins, right.
Y'all have really expanded beyond just your tractor supply. You've got a bunch of independents out there, don't you?
Yes, you know, we started out with independents, and they helped us get it growing and get it to where we got the traction we did, and then Tractor Supply jumped in. They wanted a piece of the product, too, so we started working with them and expanded all their Tractor Supply stores and working our way into Oklahoma now as well. And then, you know, we're still adding dealers along the way because there's still something to be said for the old-fashioned dealer network and the service you get when you walk into a local feed store and know the man behind the counter and can give you a little advice on what you're buying.
Justin, it's such an amazing product, but how did fortified cottonseed come about? I mean, somebody had to have an aha moment and go, you know, there's seeds there. Maybe we can do something with them.
Well, you know, the Barrett family, they've been feeding cattle for a long time. We fed cattle with them, and we were bagging cottonseed, and they came to us and said, we can make cottonseed better. And, you know, had the ways, had the vision and the means and the technology to make the technology that we use to produce our fortified cottonseed.
And the better is in the form of a vitamin pack that supplements what Mother Nature doesn't naturally give, correct?
Exactly. You know, the fortified cottonseed, we got a fortified mineral pack on it. It's all chelated minerals that are designed specifically for your deer's need. You know, we're not trying to overdo it, but we're not going to shortchange them by any mean either with the mineral pack. The mineral pack will rival almost just about any pelleted protein mineral pack that you can get out there. Most of the time it's better than what they can put on a pelleted feed.
The look, you know, as we look and we've talked over the months and years that, mm-hmm, we've worked with you all, I mean, Harold, you and I both went, Yes. Yeah. I mean, we saw it, and it was an immediate yes. We understand the concept. But looking at where y'all are taking this, is there something next for fortified cottonseed? Is there another phase, or do you feel like you're providing the nutritional benefit as well as the vitamin package that really encompasses what wildlife needs?
You know, as of right now, we're just focusing on the sole natural protein source, fat source that cottonseed provides, and adding the mineral pack to it. You know, just trying to make a economical cost per day feed that is efficient for ranchers and hunters alike, that when they feed it, their cost per day feed is cheaper than anything they can feed.
Well, what's fascinating about this thing, Justin, too, is that though it's a a free choice product, they only eat what they need rather than other kind of products they'll eat out of house and home.
Correct. The cottonseed itself has natural limiters in it, and they can only eat so much. They will not sit there and overindulge on it.
Well, there's a lot more to that equation, and I want to get into it. But, Justin, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation about your wildlife management and fortified cottonseed right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of over 120 prizes in seven divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Hoff Power Polaris, Whataburger, and Cryptek. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza, August 11th through the 13th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Fun for the whole family. Check out hunting seminars, all the latest hunting equipment, last season's best bucks from our annual deer contest, and for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and more. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com. August 11th and 13th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spear, Spear Ag in Uvalde, and Fortified Cottonseed. Over the years, you introduced us to John Sewell, manager of Harris Ranch there in Uvalde, Kinney County. And John has shared some of his techniques on feeding fortified cottonseed. One of them, being around water sources, but not just putting a single cylinder filled with fortified cottonseed, but multiple. That way the dominant buck won't run the younger or, you know,
right.
rest of the herd. Any other tricks that y'all are hearing from your folks? And I'm seeing, you know, I mean, you've got people using it in New Mexico, Oklahoma, available in Arkansas, other places besides Texas. What are some tricks of the trade that you're hearing, Justin?
You know, multiple stations at one station has been very beneficial. You know, it's economical to feed. You don't have to have a $2,000 or $3,000 feeder to feed the cottonseed. You can get in it for minimum cost if you want to use V-mesh wire and T-post. Or, you know, we've got landowners that are designing their own troughs and trays and feeders because they want something a little more durable than the wire or hold more than they can put in the wire basket. There is no wrong way to do it. You get feed out there, and obviously the more population at one feeding station, you may want multiple baskets or multiple feedings at that one station so that everybody can get up to the feed.
Makes sense to me.
A happy group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People see me show up at the buffet, and they really don't like it, you know.
There you go. No, but it is fascinating. Why is it, and one of my favorite things I always love to mention, is that the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it. Hello, Justin?
I don't know why I keep losing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the question was why the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
You know, the oils in there, their digestive system cannot handle the oils and everything that's in the cottonseed. It ultimately makes them sick. So they may come mess with it once or twice, and before you know it, they won't come back because it just gives them an upset stomach like no other.
You know, on the website, I'm looking, and when we go to cottonseed, you've got whole cottonseed, you've got the red, and you've got the yellow blend. Quite honestly, why? I mean, are there people that are that restrictive that could afford to use just the yellow blend as opposed to the red blend?
You know, you get down in South Texas, there's not many sheep species that the high copper level in the yellow blend will bother. Price difference between red and yellow bag is virtually the same price. It's just a matter of what you're trying to feed.
Gotcha.
Or what you don't want getting into it.
Sure. All right. You got another product there that I've known about since we first met. And I guess it's now part of the family. Feeder Max Feeds. Let's talk about that. That's intriguing because that takes you beyond just your deer herd.
Right. We started with Feeder Max. We wanted to give people that had an investment in a SpinCast feeder the opportunity to feed something else other than just deer, or even increase the protein value that was coming out of the SpinCast feeder. The Sendero blend's got some sunflowers, Milo in it. Feed your turkey, feed your quail, feed other species every time that feeder goes off. Our candy corn blend is great for deer, especially for road feeders. It's got peanuts and sunflowers in it as well. Really attracts those deer. Once they get a couple of trips over to the candy corn, they come back for more and more. So it really works well in the, in a road feeder, even just a stationary SpinCast feeder.
Wow.
How do you develop something like that? I mean, you all sit around a table and one guy goes, I like beans. And another guy, you know, hey, I think pecans are nice. Let's put some pecans in there.
Well, just sitting around talking to people and knowing that, hey, I was feeding peanuts and my deer just went to them like crack. Okay, let's do a little experimenting.
Okay.
We're always open to an experiment.
Let's go back. You know, I'm just thinking when we met fortified cottonseed, it was like, okay, get you a T-post, build you a mesh cylinder, mm-hmm. don't attach it, let them bump it around,
right.
and fill it up with fortified cottonseed. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking square mesh. Justin says, wait a minute, V-mesh, you know.
The V-mesh, people do use the square,
yeah.
but the V happens to be a little tighter,
right.
keeps it a little more confined.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah, I understand, right. you know, but it's these little things and the response not only from your family and you and your family's history, but from other ranchers around of just a better way of doing it. How about covering? How important is it to put a top on that cylinder of fortified?
Well, shoot, it doesn't rain in this area anymore, so you don't really need a top.
Right. That's a good point.
Good point right
That's
there,
a good
yeah.
point.
Answer that one.
You know, some people get a trash can lid or they get those molasses protein tubs that are empty that they fed their cows, and they'll slide over the top, especially when it's real rainy. But for the most part, that cottonseed, once it gets wet, bridges over on the outside. That fiber and that oil in it sheds the water real well. A lot of people put it on there for peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
That's an absolutely good point. Is there a how-to on your site and stuff? You know, I want more information, like how do I do it? How do I make
that
feeder?
We've got some big pictures of, the wire baskets that we use, things like that. Mm-hmm. Go back in some old Facebook posts, and you can see the feeding, stuff like that as well.
I tell you what is on there that I've read and was pretty interesting mm-hmm. was the frequently asked questions.
Ah.
Yes. That's a good starting point to kind of understand and start to get your arms
so
around.
So that's what FAQ means.
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
But in the news and the photos. And what I absolutely love to see is some of these elk that are being fed over in the northeast corner of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an area that has produced some nice bulls. But has never really gotten over, you know, up into the bigger class.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like fortified cottonseed. And these are free-range animals. Looks like they're putting on some mass and growing some additional tine length. They're benefiting from it as well.
it will do it for the elk, just like it did your whitetail. You know, and the things that people out in New Mexico like about it is, you know, bears. Cottonseed bothers bears as well.
Oh, really? Bears won't get into it.
Very good.
That's pretty
correct.
Cool. Okay. Someone coming in, we know we can go to an independent feed store. We can go to Tractor Supply. We can load up our truck with bags of fortified cottonseed. Let's say got a really big place, and do y'all deliver?
Yeah, get with me. We'll set up we can set ranch deliveries up, truckloads at a time. We can throw some feeder max on there, throw some deer corn, whatever you might need, you know. Based out of Uvalde, we can do pretty much any kind of ranch delivery that's a mixed load or a straight load, whatever the consumer would like. You know, if you're in the panhandle, we can get you cottonseed straight from up there as well and do some ranch deliveries that route as well. But as far as being in South Texas, we've got all the means to take care of you.
All right, before we let you go, a couple of months ago when we visited in person, you were telling me about some plans for Spear Ag. If you don't want to answer, if you're not ready to disclose it, I understand. We'll hold it and we'll keep our audience in suspense. But y'all are growing. I mean, anything there that is ready to be announced?
You know, we're working on developing, adding a couple new product lines, really focusing on our delivery and customer service aspect, and staying tuned to Highway 90.
Hey, that's a great corridor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right, the website again, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Go through it. Look at it. You know, it's really, really very, very informative, and it is a very, very impressive product line, and backed by a whole bunch of good families and men.
Yeah. Hit the Feeder Max Facebook page up, Spear Ag Facebook page, and Feeder Max has its own website as well.
Really?
Ah.
Is it feedermax.com?
Feedermaxfeeds.com.
Feedermaxseed.com. Well, you see.
Feeds.
All right, with an S. All right, see?
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
That's right. Well, all the sites hopefully link to all the other sites.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Justin, we appreciate you joining us today, as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Justin, thank you, sir. You too. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this. This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, a bunch, okay? August the 10th, Fayette County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in LaGrange. Go to ducks.org for info. August 11-13, the Big Hunters Extravaganza at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth. Check their shows out at huntersextravaganza.com. August the 12th, North Texas Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet in Grapevine. That's rmef.org. August 15, 2024, fishing and hunting licenses go on sale statewide. Don't mess around, and you can do it easily online.
Yes, you can.
That's right. And remember, go to one of those great events and go get your license and your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember that Hybrid Light is the official lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They have kits that contain like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. Hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off. 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Justin Spear, Spear Ag in Uvalde, Fortified Cottonseed, and Feeder Max Feed. The website for Feeder Max Feed doesn't have an S at the end. FeederMaxFeed.com.
Very good. Okay.
Fortified Cottonseed, FortifiedCottonseed.com. Great product. I mean, and right now with the drought,
yes.
You know, not heading into the unknown of what fall's going to hold for us. Got to be feeding it year-round.
And proof, too, because the testimonials they've got, I mean, the big places that use it, the smaller places, I mean, everybody that uses it loves it.
Right. Absolutely.
It's just great stuff. And it's, what? Like a much cheaper than
2.5 to 1 savings over a normal
regular protein.
I mean,
just great. Still, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's our great stations there, and you can play the shows, all right? Be safe out there so you can join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.